meetings on a missing journalist.
We talked about the importance of completing the investigation.
Deadly Texas floods.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen this.
Pot legal in Canada.
I'm so excited. I don't think I've ever been as excited for anything else in my life.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. America's top diplomat is now in Turkey for a new round of talks on a missing journalist who often aimed criticism at the Saudi kingdom. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest from Istanbul.
Secretary of State Pompeo said Saudi Arabian leaders had given him their word that they'll investigate Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance. 2 weeks after the Saudi journalist entered the country's Istanbul consulate and then went missing.
They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability.
In reality, it was only on Monday, 13 days after Khashoggi disappeared, that the Saudis even permitted Turkish investigators into the consulate. Turkey has challenged Saudi Arabia to prove that Khashoggi ever left the Istanbul consulate alive. Officials here have told journalists they believe he was killed inside the building.
The New York Times reports four suspects in the disappearance have links to Saudi Arabia's crown prince. In what some see as a defense of the kingdom, President Trump likened Saudi Arabia to Brett Kavanaugh, saying it's guilty until proven innocent. But he told Fox Business Network,
depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad.
From the U.S. position on Saudi Arabia to midterm politics, President Trump has a lot to say nowadays. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, given the support he's seen at recent rallies, Donald Trump says this fall feels to him like 2016, the year he won the presidency. He allows he's not on the ballot this year and says he won't take the blame if Republicans lose the House. In fact, he tells the Associated Press he believes he's helping GOP candidates. Over the course of a wide-ranging AP interview yesterday, Mr. Trump asserted that he's had a more productive time in office than any president in American history, with the lone exception of George Washington. Mr. Trump said his former longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, was absolutely lying when he swore under oath that he committed illegal acts at the president's direction. And asked about his tweet yesterday calling porn star Stormy Daniels horse face, the president simply said, "You can take it any way you want." Steve?
Well, at least one death is blamed on the raging floodwaters in central Texas. 18 counties have been declared disaster areas. CBS's Mark Strassman is along the Llano River.
There are those who stayed put, prompting fire officials to begin dangerous rescue missions.
The water's moving so quickly, and plus the debris, we just can't put boats in that kind of water, so we need the helicopters as well.
While that water is already starting to recede in some areas, county officials warn the danger is not over.
It will go back up, so we ask that people please do not attempt to go back to homes if you've evacuated them.
A rare illness that causes arm and leg weakness or paralysis in children has now been reported in 22 states. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula says 62 cases have been confirmed. More are being investigated.
Many times it can start with what looks like a respiratory illness and a little bit of a fever. And really the hallmark is sudden onset of weakness in the arms or the legs. Children can also have trouble swallowing, trouble with their speech, a facial droop, trouble with their eye muscles. But the most feared and most dreaded concern is when it affects the diaphragm, the muscle that helps us breathe. That's when children can really deteriorate and end up on a ventilator.
Well, north of the border, it was like New Year's Eve.
3, 2, 1.
Recreational use of marijuana is now legal in Canada.
At this end of prohibition party, Canadians are turning the page on 95 years of cannabis as an illegal drug. But there are still limits. You can legally possess 30 grams or less, and it can't be consumed in public. Pot smokers may have trouble at the border. Admitting past marijuana use can make a Canadian inadmissible to the U.S. Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
A new report from the ACT entrance exam people indicates a higher percentage of high schoolers who took the ACT are not ready for college coursework. Math readiness hit a 14-year low. And there's a new analysis of the cost of college. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Tuition costs keep rising, but the Wall Street Journal says the real cost to students and their parents is flat or even falling as colleges compete for a smaller applicant pool by offering more scholarships. A year at a four-year public college or university continues to total around $15,000. Their private counterparts over $27,000. But grants and benefits are wiping about $21,000 off the price at private schools, some $6,500 off public colleges. Steve?
In the upper Midwest, still no sign of a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss vanished over the weekend. Her parents were found dead in the family home. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Barron, Wisconsin.
People in this small, tight-knit community are rattled.
Everyone's feeling very helpless right now.
They gathered Tuesday night at a vigil to pray for Jamie's safe return.
How is everyone coping with this?
It makes you hug your kids. It makes you nervous. It's just unsettling.
Diane Tremblay is the superintendent of Jamie's school district. She described her as a sweet, quiet girl who's a loyal friend.
Jamie wrote on one of her assignments, in response to the question, what would you do if you were given $1 million? She said, feed the hungry and give the rest to the poor.
In Crimea, there was an explosion today at a building on a college campus. Reports say 13 people were killed. Terrorism has not been ruled out. Russia's space agency says it will try to launch an unmanned Soyuz rocket next week, the first since a mishap caused two astronauts to carry out an emergency landing. It's a mission to launch a military satellite. The NASA astronaut who survived last week's failed launch, Nick Haig, says his instincts took over.
Your training takes over, and you realize that the thing that you can do to help yourself the most is to stay calm and execute the procedures as a team.
Legal brothel owner and Trump-style Nevada political candidate Dennis Hoff has died. Hoff, a GOP candidate for the state legislature, died in one of his brothels after several days of parties for his 72nd birthday. Police say there's no indication of foul play. There was a $667 million jackpot up for grabs last night.
69, that's followed by...
But no one had the string of winning numbers in the Mega Millions lottery. It now climbs to $868 million for Friday. For most of us, saving money can be tough. CBS's Matt Piper has a look at how we're doing.
Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says Americans need to save more.
Most are woefully undersaved for emergencies. Many more are really undersaved for retirement.
And he says an age group you may not have expected are those who are thinking about saving.
The millennials and Generation X say that they're most inclined to be limiting their spending so that they can save more money. This is a contrast from those in the baby boomer generation that say the reason that they're holding back on spending is simply because their income hasn't gone up.
In fact, two-thirds of young Americans age 18 to 27 are trying to save more and spend less. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, it must have cost plenty for the rings handed out to the members of the NBA's Golden State Warriors. They got the first reversible championship rings ever. One side has a blue background with sapphires, the other white with diamonds. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.